Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Early Wednesday morning, Gillette police officers and sheriff's deputies responded to an apartment complex on Constitution Drive on a report of a man knocking on someone's door and stating that he had a gun. According to the news record, a 16-year-old girl answered the door and a youth threatened her. But apparently the teen had the wrong apartment, thinking someone who'd stolen something from him lived there. The youth was arrested on 4 felony counts of aggravated assault and a misdemeanor count of consumption of alcohol by a minor. Gillette police are asking for the public's help in solving a break-in that took place in June. D&DJ Fishing and Rental Tools was burglarized sometime in the evening of June 27th. Weapons and $2,000 cash were stolen. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. All calls will be anonymous and could earn a reward. The expanded and improved splash pad is now open in Gillette. With the city pool closed this summer and probably next, the splash pad will certainly see more use. The city has doubled the size of the facility, added shelters, and installed a new non-slip surface. The larger area of the pad means that visitors of all ages can enjoy the park all at the same time. The Campbell County School District continues to feed local kids through the summer break with the Summer Meal Program. Meals are provided with federal COVID-19 relief money, which is slated to last through the summer. Typically, the district feeds about 4,500 meals a day to students during the school year, and thus far is providing about 2,700 meals a day. Summer meals will be available through August 12th at Campbell County High School, Prairie Wind Elementary School, and Lakeview Elementary School. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.